Instrumentation engineer Lloyd Lynch, who is now heading the La Soufre monitoring team, said last weekend was a very busy one for La Haz from La Soufre volcano. Speaking on NBC's Eyeing La Soufre program this morning, Mr. Lynch disclosed that there were about 11 La Haz signals recorded on both the eastern and western flanks of the volcano. He said an early warning system may be needed to deal with this hazard.
An early warning system, for example, has roughly four components. You have the monitoring component. In the case of La Haz, it comprises cameras to confirm the actual flows. It comprises what we call acoustic flow monitors, which are basically narrowband seismic instruments to actually monitor the vibration. When the flows come down, they cause a lot of vibration, and these instruments can detect the vibrations. Then there is the weather stations to gauge how much precipitation has occurred, so you can have an idea of the size of flows that is to be expected. Then you have the communication component, which involves the medium and equipment that you use to get the information out to the at-risk community. This could be like sirens, it could be like common alert protocol, which is a system that is used to interrupt broadcasts on radios and so on.
Mr. Lynch said an early warning system for La Haz would also involve other critical elements.
You have also the hazard and impact component. And this involves mapping the pyroclastic flow deposits to get an idea of where the loose material is located and its potential to be mobilized and washed down in the La Haz. It involves mapping of the population centers, those who are at risk. It involves also mapping of past deposits, for example, to get an idea of what future deposits will be like. And then you have the preparedness component.
All right.
It makes no sense to monitor and issue a warning if your at-risk population is not prepared to take the necessary action to evade the hazard. So the preparedness component involves things like outreach and education to give the at-risk community more information about the hazard and what action they need to take.
And Mr. Lynch explained why La Soufre volcano is considered to be still in a state of unrest.
Unrest means increase in activity above background sort of activity. So take, for example, when there is no, when the volcano is in a state of quiescence or in, well, I think a better word is dormancy.
Right.
But we will get sometimes 2-3 earthquakes per month. If you start getting 10-100 earthquakes per day, that's unrest. In the state of dormancy, if you get just a slight level of degassing up at the crater in those superior regions, if you start seeing a lot more degassing, that's unrest. So it's just a higher level of activity.
And that was the head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufre volcano update.